Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. For the top 20% of Americans today, life is pretty darn good. Collectively, they control more than 80% of America's wealth. At the other end of the wealth equation, more than half of all American households add thousands of dollars to their debt load every year. More than 2 out of 3 U.S. adults don't know when or if they will ever be debt-free. Total personal debt comes in at close to $20 trillion, with $1.5 trillion of that being the debt our children incur for furthering their education. Add our national debt to the equation, 22 plus trillion, and it appears to me that the nation's wealth is based on a fantasy, with debt as its foundation. Mounting debt of the majority is the flip side of the wealth accumulation of the top 20%. If this inequality is not addressed, the income gap will most likely be resolved in one of two ways, by major social unrest or through oppressive taxes. We are creating a caste system from which it's almost impossible to escape, except for the few with exceptional brains, athletic skills, or luck. We risk losing the capitalist engine that brought us great economic success and our way of life since the 1950s. Business and government leaders know what to do, but do they have the will to do it? Are they willing to control the excessive greed so prevalent in our culture today and divert resources to better education and the creation of more opportunity? The fact that real wages have been flat for about 4 decades, while productivity has increased by 80%, shows that it has not been happening. Before the early 1970s, wages and productivity were both rising. Now most gains from productivity go to shareholders, not employees. I still believe that a fair and responsible free enterprise system is the best engine ever invented to create opportunity and a higher standard of living. 4 decades ago, America offered the greatest social mobility in the world. Now it's bringing up the rear of the developed nations. People now have few chances to move up the social ladder. Put simply, we have become the land of lost opportunity. The core American hope for a better life based on individual initiative is on life support. We rank highest for immobility and inequality, which is exactly the opposite of what America is supposed to offer its people, and the opposite of what America provided at its best. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.